Yesterday on this program, we asked, how do you talk to your kids about mass shootings in schools? And how do you try to keep them safe? Well, the calls have been coming in steadily since then, and many of you said that you've decided to homeschool your children, at least in part, because of violence in schools.
My name's Melody. I recently withdrew my son from high school. We don't have to be concerned with mass school shootings. In our case, we don't have to be subjected to casual racism and drug exposure. So we believe we made the right choice.
School shootings, drugs, casual racism, pretty compelling reasons to keep your kid at home. And it turns out many of you are doing it. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, homeschooling has been on the rise in this country for at least 20 years. But the reasons are varied.
My name is Vance Hoppe. We live in Hallsville, Kentucky. We currently homeschool 4 children because some of the bias that is taught in the school, whether it be liberal values, the quality of school lunches, the level of education seems substandard in many regions, and we're able to avoid all of that.
So let's go deeper now into this idea of parents taking kids out of school and taking on the responsibility for their education at home. Kyle Greenwalt is with me to do just that, and he's an associate professor of teacher education at Michigan State University College of Education. He's also the author of the book Homeschooling, Creating Schools That Work for Kids, Parents, and Teachers. Kyle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about what homeschooling actually is, because I think when we think about it, people have a lot of different ideas. What does it mean to homeschool?
Well, that's an interesting question. Conventionally, it certainly means removing your child from the public school setting and educating them at home. Historically, I think you can say in the rise of homeschooling, it's been a rejection of the public schools and a desire for parents to educate their child within the home and within the community.
Now, how does that compare to the increases in other alternatives to public school education? Like we're seeing lots of private schools and charter schools in particular.
Certainly those, homeschooling is certainly wrapped up with the school choice movement. Those can be viewed as similar types of choices. Homeschooling currently is increasing at a larger rate, though we have more students overall in private schools and charter schools in this country.
And do we have a demographic profile of who exactly is being homeschooled in the United States?
That's hard. Traditionally, homeschoolers have been a bit suspicious, I think, of institutional authority. And so trying to survey or use census data or any of these typical methods we might use is a bit unreliable. I've seen at least one study that says the homeschool population doesn't differ from the national population at large. Though, like the majority of the country, homeschoolers tend to be white, tend to be suburban or rural. But I think it's pretty hard to generalize about who is homeschooling right now.
Well, and recently I've seen among friends of mine, and there was an article in The Atlantic recently about the growth of African-American families deciding to homeschool their children. What do we know about that trend?
Again, I think the data is hard to exactly say what's happening, but there certainly is increased attention there. And I think there is a sense that it's on the rise. As your caller stated, there is concern about racism in schools. So with African-American parents in particular, there is that desire to provide that safe space that can make sense for a lot of parents.
We're talking homeschooling here on The Takeaway, and Professor Kyle Greenwalt is with me. Professor, I'm wondering, each of our callers sort of gave different reasons for homeschooling. And we've heard from a number of folks that said, you know, it was in some reasons to prevent racism or to shield the child from that. And others, it's anxiety and bullying. But obviously, we're in a moment right now where gun safety is a big concern. Have you heard parents who are saying, it's not safe for my child in school, I've got to pull them out specifically for that reason?
You know, I've not heard that in particular, but that sentiment aligns with what we know. Obviously, there are huge implications for a family in terms of time, finances. And so I think, you know, really families are going to be looking at the whole range of things that matter to them. Things will come up in the news, and that will certainly, you know, help parents kind of explain their decision.
And what about the development, the actual nuts and bolts of learning? Are children who are homeschooled better off? Are they learning at the same rate that their peers in public school are learning? Or is there some sort of disadvantage or advantage?
Right now, the research we have says that children who are homeschooled are doing just fine, probably slightly better than children who are public schooled. Now, that data has to be taken with, you know, a large grain of salt, because we really don't know how those kids would have done in the public school. You know, I think what people are sensing, it's the parental involvement. It's the ability to learn in a flexible manner where your interests and your individuality is respected. That's what makes a difference. And so to the degree that homeschooling can do that and public institutional schooling struggles to do that, there does seem to be some advantages to homeschooling.
Now, the question I have is homeschooling a privilege for certain families and not for others, just the option to be able to homeschool?
I think that's right. I think it is a privilege at this point. Right now, I think we could also say it's a privilege to send your child to certain school districts versus others. So right now in our country, education is not a universal right, unfortunately, that is delivered in an equitable manner to all families and children. So to homeschool, I think that's good to have families involved in their child's education. And so withdrawing your child over concerns about safety in the schools, the school environment, this is extremely understandable. But the larger fact remains, we want to build a society where people aren't scared to be in public, where differences are valued, where people are democratically connected in conversations. And so whether that happens in homeschool settings or public school settings, to me, I don't think that's the issue. So right now, I would say it is a privilege for some families, but I would say, unfortunately, public school is as well.
Kyle Greenwalt is an associate professor of teacher education at the Michigan State University College of Education and author of the book Home Schooling: Creating Schools That Work for Kids, Parents, and Teachers. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
So now it's your turn. Were you homeschooled? Or with all of the questions of school safety in the news, have you thought about homeschooling your own children?
Hello, my name is Marnin. I'm calling from Watertown, Massachusetts. I was homeschooled myself as a child, from age 5 up until I started college at 16. There are some wonderful things about homeschooling. I really enjoyed having a custom tailored environment where I could essentially learn what interested me at my own pace. While my homeschooling seemed excellent to both me and my parents as it was happening, in retrospect, I believe that it left me with severe deficits in things like work habits.
This is Catherine from Dallas, Texas. My now college graduate son was diagnosed with several learning challenges at a very young age. He struggled in both public and private schools. We had him tutored and finally homeschooled. The combination of special teaching methods and one-on-one time were the keys to his success. His tutor had a motto: "If you can't learn the way I teach, I'll teach the way you learn."
Hi, this is Sandy Torres from Orlando, Florida. I definitely did opt for homeschooling for my daughter, who was experiencing very intense levels of bullying and very little support or intervention from the school. Their hands-off policy to skirt the issue and make it a civil matter is what drove me to remove my daughter completely. I escalated this all the way up through the administrators, through the counselors, and ultimately the school board itself. This also, to me, is what allows things to escalate to the point where there's shootings. We have so many shootings in Florida. Orlando has definitely been through enough.
Join the conversation on The Takeaway's Facebook page or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for talking with me today. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. See you tomorrow.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.